things could be tightening up at your local pharmacy or grocery store next year. We'll tell you why with your KFM News Update. I'm Andrew White. First environmental enthusiast in Greater Sudbury say that Junction Creek is now the home of a new fish. The pumpkin seed fish, similar to a rock bass or bluegill, represents the 17th species that the stewardship committee has found in the upper reaches of the creek, commonly referred to as the sunfish. The committee says there is no need to worry. It is native to the area, just never found in the creek, and it speaks to the health of the overall area and waterway. North Bay police say they've nabbed a 30-year-old on assault charges. Detective Constable Aaron Pemberton says it all began with a call to a local residence.
It is alleged the accused was socializing at an Oak Street residence where he and a female victim got into a verbal confrontation and he was asked to leave. He then assaulted the victim and she fled to a nearby neighbor requesting they call police.
During an investigation, three other assault charges were uncovered. The male was held in custody pending a bail hearing. Timmins residents finding a door hanger on their front door this week are being reminded to check their residence numbers on the outside of their home. It has been indicated to the city that a number of residents do not correctly have their house numbers displayed on the outside of their residence, critical should they be in need of assistance from emergency personnel. Full details on how and where numbers should be displayed can be found on the door hanger itself or by contacting the city. In international news, an amusement park was the scene of tragedy this week at the Ohio State Fair. One person was killed and seven others were injured when a compartment on a ride broke free, sending a number of people flying through the air. Three people injured remain in hospital in critical condition, while the investigation as to what exactly went wrong continues. And finally, Canada's largest grocery and drugstore operator, Loblaws, has piped up about the minimum wage increase slated for next year. The company says they could be facing some tough times as Shoppers Drug Mart, Loblaws, and No Frills, all companies they own, estimate wage hikes will be in the neighborhood of $190 million next year. They say they're looking to close the gap. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca.